was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, Kevin McAllister was setting traps for Harry and Marv as we play Home Alone again for Christmas, this time for the Genesis, on It So Bad. Someday we're going to get through all of the Home Alones, and then we're going to play Die Hard games.
You know, that's going to be a long time, right? Because is Home Alone 2 also going to be considered part of Home Alone Christmas? Well,
right.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid they release just one crappy Home Alone game across all the consoles. It's like every console got its own slight variation on Home Alone, which is just...
I wonder if the Game Boy game different from the NES game or the other games?
I know the Master System one looks very similar to the Genesis one, but I think the gameplay is a little bit different. And the Super Nintendo one there is a Super Nintendo one, right?
Yeah, then there definitely is.
Isn't there like a Game Gear version too? Like, there's like literally a game every system.
We are playing Home Alone for Game Boy next year. I just looked at it and it looks terrible. But yeah, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you find your podcasts. We're there. And you can follow us on Twitter at It's So Bad Pod. It's So Bad Pod at Gmail is the email address for all of your questions, comments, concerns, mild annoyances. If you like us, if you don't like us, if you just want to talk to us about the weather, send us an email. We're here for you. It's So Bad Pod at gmail.com. We love you, and we're trying to support you in this time of crisis that is the year 2020. But yes, we're adding Home Alone for the Sega Genesis, which is different, very different from the NES version that's already on our endless list. Completely different game. Developed by Sega of America. Published also by Sega. We are adding it to our endless list, which is our list of the best games, the worst games, and everything in between. Currently goes from number one Super Mario 64 all the way down to number 105 Jurassic Park Trespasser. Last week we didn't add a game to our endless list. We created our offshoot, the endless list of video game movies, which we added Super Mario Brothers the movie to, which currently sits at number one because it's the only movie on there.
Wish I was around. But yeah, we're adding Home Alone. Shit.
I'm forcing Chris to do this. I'm forcing Chris every year. I'm gonna force Chris to do this. So Chris, do you know what came out in 1992, the same year that Home Alone for the Sega Genesis came out?
Oh, I don't know for sure, but I'm going to guess there could be games like Mortal Kombat. I'm guessing like a Mario Brothers game could have come out.
No.
We're just somewhere in between Mario 3 and Super Mario World. Well, I guess they all would have been up by
then. Super Mario Kart came out
in 1992. That counts. yes, I'm sure lots of... You know, it's when I was like watching playthroughs for this game because, you know, I couldn't understand what the shit to do, like, as I was actually playing it. I saw so many comments below, like, playthroughs of this game where people going, like, oh, it's my childhood. Oh, it's my childhood. Like, listen to all these other good games that came out during your childhood. Like, if this was your childhood, I'm sorry. I'm just sorry.
So, Mortal Kombat, Super Mario Kart, Contra 3, Kirby's Dream Land for the Game Boy, which is a game we should probably play. I haven't played that game in a long time.
Yep.
Yeah, it is a great game. Wolfenstein 3D, and for the Genesis, which is, you know, the contemporary for Home Alone, Kid Chameleon, Echo the Dolphin, Night Trap, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, all came out in the year 1992. So if you bought this game, I'm very sorry for you, because this game is miserable. It's really bad. So, yeah, I mean, the gameplay is very different from the Nintendo game. And the Nintendo game, you were, for people who don't remember, because the podcast was a year ago, you were in a house and you were being chased by Harry and Marv. You had to survive for 20 minutes. If you got touched by Harry or Marv on the screen, game's over. And you could set traps to delay them. The traps would lose their effectiveness over a while. You could pick them back up, though. But you're basically just going on a loop of the house trying to avoid them. And I, unlike other people on this podcast, was like, oh, this game isn't that bad. It's not like it's like contained. It knows what it does. I would say the bad parts about it were that there were stairs, and the stairs were terrible. You couldn't climb up the stairs. It was like, for some reason, the stairs just didn't work sometimes.
I will say I gained a new appreciation for that game playing this game. There were times I was like, I wish I was playing that Nintendo game right now.
So this game, you're Kevin McAllister, you're being chased by Harry and Marv, but there's differences. The goal is not to avoid Harry and Marv. The goal is to defend the houses. And you have to defend a whole neighborhood. There's five houses. Each of them have different themes. So there is an old house, a futuristic house. There's the McAllister house. There is a country house. And there's, I think they call it the colonial house. And basically, Harry and Marv drive their blue van around this neighborhood. You have to go to the house before they get there, and then you see a blueprint of the house, a layout of the house, and you can set traps around the house, and you can set, like, tiny toy cars, you can set ice, you can put oil down, you can put a flamethrower down, flamethrower in between where the rooms are, and the idea is to cause enough pain, and literally the bar is called pain, to Harry and Marv to make them retreat from the house and go to another house. But again, the goal is to keep as many houses unflooded, because if they loot the house, and there's a loot bar, which is also funny to me, that's funny that there's a loot bar and a pain bar. If you fill up the loot bar by stealing loot in the house, then that house gets flooded, like the Wet Bandits are known to do. They flood houses. And you have to stop them. And you can also stop them not only with the traps, but you enter the house and you have projectiles, a BB gun initially, where you can shoot them and cause them pain, and it slows them down. But yeah, that's this game. I just described the entire game.
We were talking about this in our chat. There is a, like, you have to repel them for 20 minutes, though. That's, like, the point. The houses are just bonus. Right. Yeah, the houses are just bonus. And then there's, like, a hard version where you can do it for 40 minutes, which is, like...
Yeah, it's kind of... It reminds me, just like that setup reminds me of Paperboy a little bit, like how your houses, you have to get the houses to subscribe.
Right, yeah.
And keep the subscribers.
Yeah.
But yeah, but if you fill up the pain meter in a house, they retreat from the house and you get bonus points.
Yeah.
I did that twice. I just played it earlier tonight and I beat it. And this game is actually pretty fucking easy. Did you beat it?
No, but I told you, like, I got, like, in a loop with, like, in one of the houses where it's just, like, they kept, like, hanging me on a wall. Like, well, so I only played it a couple times. And I stopped after, like, a couple minutes the first time because I was like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing right now. And then, so I watched, like, some walkthroughs online. I was like, or playthroughs online. I was like, okay, I get it now. Like, these are parts you use to make traps, whatever. And then, like, I played it again, and I just got in this, like, loop where it was, like, they couldn't, like, loot the house because, like, Harry and Marv would just keep, like, walking into me, hanging me back on the wall. And, like, where they hung me on the wall, I could just drop down and then, like, they would walk into me, hang me back on the wall, and, like, I just kept doing it, and I was, like, doing this loop for, like, God, I did it for, like, 17 minutes or something like that, and I was like, I can't, like, I couldn't even, like, finish it. I was like, this is so boring. This is so boring and awful. And then,
Yeah, so the one thing about this game, too, is that, when you get hung on the wall, the clock stops when it's in the animation of hanging you on the wall.
Yeah.
So if you're doing that over and over, it's going to be excruciating because it's going to take for fucking ever for that to run out.
Yeah, they're just like, I just found it, like, you know, just as I'm, like, learning to play the game, it's like, you know, trying to lay traps and all of a sudden, like, they're in the house, and then it's like, if you just kind of get, like, stuck, like, between a wall and them, it's like they're going to grab you, like, 20 times, it feels like. And I was like, I had easy way to get around it. There was, like, the main house that's supposed to be, like, Macaulay Culkin's house is like the spider that came down from the ceiling. The spider would often come down and hit Harry and Marv. And they're like, great, this is like my way out of here. You know, you try to like jump on shit and it's like, you just can't land on anything correctly. Oh, it sucks.
It feels terrible. The jumping in particular, it's like a set jump that you can't like control. So if you jump and you have to jump that set distance, and if you want to get something up high, you have to press up and jump at the same time, and it's really fucking annoying. A lot of the whole jumping and the walking also feels slippery. So it's like just feels like trash. Just feels like shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a time for me when I was playing this game. The first house is the McAllister house, and when you're in the McAllister house, and that's why the spider is there, and each house has a unique defense against Harry and Marv, or against you. They work both on you. So the McAllister house has the spider. The second house, which is the old house, it's supposed to be the shovel man, his house. It has the floors give way occasionally.
Yeah.
So if you walk on it, you fall through the floor. The futuristic house has a robot security guard that shocks you.
Who's the ghost supposed to be in the shovel man's house? Like, did he really like murder somebody in there? And he really is like a creepy murderer all along?
I guess. In my last playthrough, I didn't run into the ghost actually, but I remember him in my first playthrough. But yeah, so they each have unique defenses. In the first house that I was in, I set up trap. You have to get to the house before Harry and Marv get there in order to set up traps. And when you go, I didn't realize when I first played it that there's like a door in each place. Mm-hmm. And because when you go up to the door, unless you come to a complete stop in the sled that you're in, it doesn't let you in the house. And annoyed the fuck out of me. Because you have to go like really slow up to the door.
Right. So take a step back. There's an overworld map where you are riding around on a sled and you have a turbo boost for some reason that I don't know why you actually need it. And so I don't actually know if this was a glitch or not, but it's like, did you ever bump into the van when they were parked outside of a house that like you weren't in? Cause like I did once or twice, and it was like, I got sucked under the van and I was like kind of stuck under the van and I like slowly like moved out from under it. But like at first it was like, is that, like, I couldn't tell if, like, you could booby trap the van or something, and that's why that happened. It was, like, really, really strange. It happened twice, but I don't know. I take it by your reaction. You didn't have that experience, so I'm going to leave I'm going to leave with glitch.
So the overworld map, just at that point, the one thing that I didn't know until I watched a YouTube playthrough is that if you hit snowmen, then you get items, and that's the only way you get tires in this game, and tires allow you to jump higher and get more items. Also, tires suck. Also, for some reason, there's a whole button dedicated to tires. is the tire button. Why? Why is that the case?
I looked at the controls. It was like tire, fire, jump, and I was
tire.
Like...
I did too. When I saw that, I was like, "What the fuck? There's a tire button." But also, tires suck. When you lay them down, you can only jump on them twice. And if you don't press up and jump, you lose the ability to use the tire for its intended purpose. So you're fucked. But yeah, I didn't realize you had to run into snowmen to get the tires initially. That is not clear at all. But then, yeah, you have to beat Harry and Marv to get in the house. And once you get in the house, again, you get that blueprint where you can lay out traps. So when I did the McAllister house on this playthrough that I did tonight... I set up some traps. I wanted to save some for the next house. And then I used my projectiles on them when they were in the house. And then I didn't have any projectiles and I couldn't do anything. So I just sat there and literally watched my clock to see how long it would take them to loot the house. And it ended up being 3.5 minutes I waited at the bottom of the stairs for them to move on to the next house. And I think in that time you can actually go to the other houses and get stuff.
Yeah, they can lay the traps.
But yeah, this game is just... Right.
Yeah, when you're
but you don't know which
them,
house they're going to go.
Right. But so when you're in the house with them, like, it takes them a long time to loot the house. When you're not in there with them, it's like, and it's happening in the background, it's quick. So, like, it's like, you probably actually just beat the game just being in the houses with them and, like, not even doing anything.
That's what I did. So that's what I mainly did. So in my playthrough, the first house, I waited for them for 3 minutes to leave. And then I went and I followed them to the next house. And I actually didn't get into the house before they did. So I was just in there and I couldn't do anything. And they were kept falling through the floors and it wasted like 5 or 6 minutes. But I got to the futuristic house, which was the third house before they did. And I laid down a couple traps. And I also figured out that... So when projectiles in this game, you have a gun and you can pick up parts for the gun and there's 3 slots. And I was trying to like make combinations work and nothing would work. And then I realized that there's a button that makes auto combinations. And I was like, oh.
There is?
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. It's the wrench.
If that's what that does?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the hammer does. I couldn't figure out what the hammer did. But the wrench makes auto combinations. So that, I was going to complain about that on this, but I was like, oh.
I thought like one of them like disassembled the items you got to make parts. I don't know. You don't even fucking need to do
it. Oh, could be. Yeah.
Yeah, what, there's supposed to be some feature about disassembling parts, but I never used it.
Yeah, so I did beat them. I got the pain meter full at the futuristic house for them. I was like... Yes, like Kevin McAllister did in the movie. That was my.
I like how they like flood a bunch of houses. Other things. Like rank. You're rank. Helpless. I was like, oh, come on.
Really my rank was Little Snoop. I think that was my final rank, or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, what else do I have to complain about for this game? There's a crossbow that you pick up in McAllister's house, but you can't use the crossbow. It's just a part in your gun assembly for some reason.
Well, Kevin McAllister doesn't play for
which
keeps.
Doesn't make any sense. Yeah, right. And then what else do we have? Oh, So a lot of this game is just poor design, but some of it is just doesn't work. So like the jumping I think is just bad. It was badly designed, like really badly designed. The other thing that's badly designed in this game, and it's very subtle, is the screen scrolling. So when you look one way and you move one way, like the screen moves such that you can only see a little bit in that direction. It doesn't like track the character, like it moves back and forth. So it's hard. So Harry and Marv can just sneak up on you if you just turn really quickly.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. And they're fast also, too. Like they're fast.
There is fast. So I thought they were faster than me, but they're actually as fast as you. You can't get away from them, but they are just as fast as you. So that sucked. The other thing that I found in my most recent playthrough is sometimes if you cause them pain, they retreat and they just leave. They just leave the entire overworld map for like a minute.
Oh, a few minutes.
And you're just like, you're just sitting there like, what am I supposed to do now?
There's supposed to be like a whole thing too about like you, like when they leave, like they re-enter from like one corner of the map, but like, then after a certain point, they're only going to re-enter from, like, the same corner of the map, so you can kind of, like, get a sense for, like, how long they're going to be gone for. And I was like, who spent so much time trying to digest these things in this game? It's just...
It's weird to me that they took the... it feels like they took this concept from the Nintendo game, and they were like, we got to make this into a 16-bit game, like this grand thing. And they made a worse game. Like, this game is worse than Home Alone on the Nintendo Entertainment System, at least to me.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Like I said, it gave me a new appreciation for that awful Nintendo game. At least that's kind of like, you know, this game is just... Well, I don't know. I guess it's a little bit different, right? Like, the Nintendo game, it's like, I enjoyed the fact that it was like, you feel like you're kind of being hunted. And you gotta kind of, you know, you're fighting for your survival. What do you do? You just, all you do is defending houses in this game. There's no consequence to getting captured by them, getting hit by, like, other than extending the gameplay, because the clock stops for a second. And,
it's just annoying. It's just annoying when they capture you. They put you on the wall and you have to tap the button really quickly in order to get down. But there's like, it doesn't feel like there's any tension in this game. It feels like there's way too little time on the clock. And just the whole concept of counting down from 20 minutes in this particular, because you're not being chased, you don't feel like there's that tension of you surviving.
Right.
It's just, it feels bad. Yeah. It's really bad.
Yeah. The one thing that the Nintendo game did good, the tension, it took away in this game.
Right. I thought that the Home Alone for the NES was a survival horror game, in my opinion. And I liked that. But yeah, I mean, let's talk about, we've been talking about a comparison with Home Alone, and we both think it's worse than Home Alone at number 102.
Yeah.
So let's talk about our rankings.
Home Alone for the NES, precursor to Alien Isolation, as we previously said.
Hell yeah. Where does this game go? And as we mentioned, Super Mario 64 is number one, 105, which is our last entry, is Jurassic Park Trespasser. But number 102 is Home Alone. We need to work on adding more really bad games to this list, as we've discussed, and we will be doing that in the coming weeks/months. But yes, so this game's worse than Home Alone. Is this game worse than Pro Wrestling for the Sega Master System? I vote yes.
Yes. Yes, it is. Even though
Pro Wrestling,
you know, it's simple and straightforward and also fairly boring, still, it's got moves. It works. You actually have a competitive engagement with other enemy characters. There we go.
Yes, and I, you know, it's mildly more fun than this game, I would say. So I think that Pro Wrestling is for the Sega Master System is a better game than Home Alone for the Genesis. Is Shaq Fu a better game than Home Alone for the Sega Genesis?
I will say yes. Shaq Fu is better. If for nothing else, it's ridiculous cutscenes and characters and whatnot give you some entertainment value. And, like, yes, the fighting is awful, feels terrible, the jumping is terrible, but the jumping is better than it is in this game.
I don't know about that, but I agree with everything else you said. The jumping in the Shaq Fu is just miserable.
There's enough there. I mean, there's no way about it. The game is terrible, but there's enough there to squeeze some entertainment value out of it.
Yeah, I think the story and the fact that Big Diesel is in it, Jack Diesel is in it, is really, you know, his acting chops is incredible, just in general. So I don't know if you've seen Uncle Drew, but gotta give me some Shaq. Just for that reason alone,
Shaq was in Uncle Drew.
Shaq Fu should go ahead.
Yeah,
hell yeah. You didn't know that? He was playing Shaq Fu. He knew Shaq Fu in Uncle Drew.
Well,
he was a karate master.
Let me bump that up in the holiday to watch list. But now here we go.
Is this game Is this game worse than our worst game on this list, Jurassic Park Trespasser? And I'll say this about it. Jurassic Park Trespasser is an ambitious game. It is buggy as hell. The controls don't make any sense. I did enjoy playing Jurassic Park Trespasser more than I enjoyed playing Home Alone for the Sega Genesis.
So this is hard.
And I'll say, because
No, go ahead, sorry.
I'll say, just like, game is a fucking mess. Jurassic Park Trespasser is an absolute goddamn trash fire. You have to reach out with your hand and rotate it and pick up guns. It was, but in that aspect, it was like way ahead of its time. It also had ragdoll physics in 1998. It was like super freaking high-minded, and they didn't have enough time to complete it, and they rushed out the door, and the maps are boring as hell, and the enemies don't do what they're supposed to do. But it is way more entertaining to go through than Home Alone. Home Alone just feels rote. It feels like there's no tension. It feels like you're wasting time. I literally sat in my playthrough that I won, that when I beat the game, I sat there for 5 minutes waiting for something to do. Because there are times when they literally will just want you to sit there. Because the guy goes away. And you're supposed to be like gathering resources. But you don't have to, because you can just beat the game. It's super easy.
Right.
And on hard, I'm sure it's harder, because you have a harder time. There's a longer time scale. But still, it's like, and then, you know, the jumping and the, it just feels like the design is so boring, and they were just phoning it in with this game, like, totally.
Yeah. So I've only played like literally minutes of Jurassic Park Trespasser at your house prior to recording one day. And yeah, it seems like, you know, there was, you know, it seems like that they were trying to kind of go for something. They were trying to go for something they couldn't reach, right? Because of time constraints, whatever. Like, they were trying to push games forward in their own way with Jurassic Park Trespasser. Failed miserably, but still, they were trying to do that. And there's something to be said, like, there's something to be said for being ambitious and broken versus functional and lazy. And that's, like, what Home Alone is. It's functional, but extremely lazy and extremely boring. And, like, you know, yes, there's this, like, assembly mechanic in Home Alone, but as we both were talking about, like, you don't need it. Like, you know, you can beat the game just, you know, kind of trapping Harry and Marv in a loop, or just like sitting in a corner of a house with them, like, and that's not like, you know, that's just like not giving a shit about what you're putting together as a game. That's, you know, there's something really just, you know, that just really, like, it reeks of just laziness.
Uninspired is what the word is. It's not even like I would say, like, I look up the list and we don't have a ton of really bad games on our list. We have a lot of mediocre games, at least for me, because I will give most games a pass on the surface of it. But like Jurassic Park Trespasser is like the only game, and Shaq Fu, I would say, are the only games that really don't function for what they're trying to do. Like, they just don't work. This game, on the surface, works. There's some things that are just feel really bad, like the jumping and the shooting even. Like, if there's like a delay in your shooting every time.
Yeah.
The way the screen scrolls, like we talked about, is weird. It's just like minor annoyances that all add up to this game being bad. And then, of course, like, the outcome, you don't feel like you're climbing to the mountaintop when you have to wait for 20 minutes for the cops to show up. Like,
yeah, I think there's something to be said that if we are talking about a game like Jurassic Park Trespasser, which is, like, at times, from what I understand, like, barely functional, like, if you are a game like Home Alone and we have to actually wonder if, like, a barely functional game is better or not than you, then I think that means you are worse.
Like, that's a compelling argument. Yes.
You know, that's really saying something right there. Like,
I think we have a new 106. I think we have a new last game on our list.
I seconded right here.
Wow. So Jurassic Park Trespasser was added on August 27th of 2019. It had almost a year and a half run as our worst game of all time.
What a reign.
And today, Home Alone for the Sega Genesis has become our new worst game of all time.
What a game. Congratulations. What a game to encapsulate 2020. Home Alone for the Sega Genesis.
To Home Alone.
Talk about filling up my pain meter. Hey.
You are the worst game on the endless list of video games. Congratulations to you, Home Alone, Kevin McAllister, Sega of America, Sega, the company, and to ever the year 1992, as I fill in our spreadsheet.
Boy, that game will probably still be there.
But yes.
Until, like, next Christmas when we do another Home Alone game.
Ah, au contraire, my bon frère. We are probably going to have a call for really bad games in the month of February. We have our playlist for January pretty much sorted, but yeah. I would like to add some really bad games this year. A number of really bad games. So think really hard. Think really deep. And if you, listener out there, have any ideas for us to play really bad games, you tell us. You email us. You go to our Twitter and you say, at It's So Bad Pod, I want you guys to play X, Y, and Z. X-Men for the Nintendo.
Drake and the 99 Dragons.
Drake and the 99 Dragons. All of the bad games, we want to play them. And if you request them, we are more apt to play them. You can even shoot us an email. itssobadpod@gmail.com is the email address. And Chris, I want to thank you for diving into through this trash fire of a game and adding a new worst game to our endless list. It is Home Alone for the Genesis. And we will be back next week with another episode. And what are we going to be playing, Chris?
Oh, we're playing a good game next. We're getting a little, it's the return of Solid Snake returns to the podcast with Metal Gear Solid 2.
The second entry in the Metal Gear Solid series, our second Metal Gear game, will be added to the list next week. So stay tuned for that one. But yes, we'll be back.